It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello. Welcome, one and all. It is Monday, February the 20th, 2023. And it is 1904 UTC. It just clicked over. Sorry about that. I was making some tea, and sometimes you need to give it a minute. So I'm sorry about that. And actually, we'll go ahead and make the top story the tea story, because that's what I was doing. Shout out to everybody in comm, hanging out and having a good time. Zero off, Ratsu, MHCat, X1, Ratsu, all the cool kids hanging out, Tobe. Lots of fun stuff going on. we know Tobe approves of tea, of course. He is the tea meister. So, there's a lot of news, so let's try and jump into it. X1 called me carbon positive. All right, let's go ahead and get started. So here we go. True cost of our tea. Sexual abuse on Kenyan tea farms revealed. So our Chinese teas are safe for now. Sexual exploitation has been uncovered on tea farms that supply some of the UK's most popular brands, including PG Tips, that's Papa Golf Tips, Lipton, and Sainsbury's Red Label. More than 70 women on Kenyan farms, owned for years by two British companies, told the BBC they'd been sexually abused by their supervisors. Secret filming showed local bosses on plantations owned by Unilever and James Finlay & Co. pressuring an undercover reporter for sex. Three managers have now been suspended. Unilever faced similar allegations more than 10 years ago and launched a zero-tolerance approach to sexual harassment, as well as a reporting system and other measures. But a joint investigation for BBC Africa Eye and Panorama found evidence that allegations of sexual harassment were not being acted on. The BBC's Tom Adula spoke to women who worked on tea farms run by both companies. A number of them told him that because work is so scarce, they're left with no choice but to give in to the demands of their bosses or face no income. "I can't lose my job because I have kids," said one woman. Hey, Atomic Rights, welcome. And Stug points out, "These teas are all rubbish tea." And seem to come from rubbish people, too. These are awful folks running this company, it seems. But really, that's kind of how, isn't this kind of the way capitalism works? You gotta be able to exploit people with threats of homelessness or becoming, destitute. Another woman said a divisional manager stopped her job until she agreed to have sex with him. "It was just torture. He wants to sleep with you, then you get a job," she said. One woman told the BBC she'd been infected with HIV by her supervisor after being pressured into having sex with him. To gather more evidence about the allegations of sexual abuse taking on, the BBC recruited an undercover reporter to work on the tea plantations. In one instance, she was invited to a job interview with a recruiter for James Finlay & Co. called the John Chibochok. The interview turned out to be in a hotel room. Mr. Chibochok, who had worked on Finlay's plantation for more than 30 years, first as an estate manager and then as the owner of a contracting company, had already been flagged as a predator by a number of women who spoke to the BBC's Tom Adula. Katie, is the name they're using for the reporter, her fake name, was pinned against a window by Mr. Chibochok and asked to touch him and undress. "I'll give you some money, then I'll give you a job. I have helped you. You help me," he said. "We'll lie down, finish, and go. Then you come and work." Katie made it clear she did not consent. Eventually, he gave up, and a member of the production team, stationed nearby for her safety, made a phone call to give her an excuse to leave. "I was so scared and so shocked. It must be really difficult for women who work under him." And the expose goes on to detail some other accounts, but that is what you need to know. So, Unilever and James Finlay & Co. and their brands, including PG Tips, Lipton, and Sainsbury's Red Label. Bad news. 5 people have been killed in an Israeli strike on Damascus, Syria says. You may remember Syria has been in the news lately because they've suffered terrible tragedy of this earthquake in the north of the country, right there with its border with Turkey. Officials said a building was hit in central Kfar Susa neighborhood, killing 4 civilians and 1 soldier. The densely populated district is home to a large, heavily guarded security complex. Israel's military declined to comment on the strike when approached by Reuters news agency. Israel frequently attacks targets in Syria linked to Iran and Hezbollah militants, but rarely acknowledges its actions. However, attacks on residential areas are rare. Sunday's attack was the first since a devastating 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck the northwest of the country, as we were talking about. The Kfar Susa area is home to senior officials and security agencies, but also civilians living in residential buildings. Let's see if we've got any other tidbits. No, that's about it. That's all the hard facts. ImageCat points out, well, that's Sully's Unilever's otherwise impeccable reputation. Yeah. Well, you never know. It's just something to be sure you're aware of. I mean, it's kind of like Nestle. Nestle's kind of like one of these evil corporations that would be in a comically over the top if you saw it in a movie. But people happily feed their kids this Nestle's poison every day. In Sao Paulo state, at least 36 people have been killed in flooding and landslides. And this is in Brazil. Dozens of people are missing, and while the number of dead is expected to rise, rescue workers say they hope to pull some of those trapped in flooded homes out of the mud alive. Video showed neighborhoods underwater, inundated motorways and debris left after houses were swept away. Carnival celebrations have been canceled in a number of cities. In the coastal town of São Sebastião, 627 millimeters of rain fell in 24 hours, twice the expected amount for the month. Hey, Atomic Rights throws out about that. the town's mayor, Felipe August, said the situation was chaotic. We have not yet gauged the scale of the damage. We're trying to rescue victims. Some 50 houses collapsed and were washed away, and the situation was extremely critical. The state government reported at least 35 deaths in an Ubatuba, or São Sebastião, had 35 deaths. Ubatuba, some 80 kilometers northeast, a 7-year-old girl was killed when a boulder weighing 2 tons hit her home. Hundreds have been displaced and evacuated. Unfortunately, we're going to have many more deaths, a civil defense official told the newspaper Folha de São Paulo. State Governor Tarcísio de Freitas said he had released the equivalent of $1.5 million in funding to aid in disaster relief. Carnival events were canceled across parts of the coastline, which is a popular destination for wealthy tourists looking to avoid huge street-side festivities in other big cities. The festivals usually last for 5 days and the run-up to the Christian Festival of Lent, and the colorful celebrations are synonymous with Brazil. Let's see. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who is spending the Carnival weekend in the northeastern state of Bahia, will visit the affected areas later on Monday. More heavy rain is expected in the area, threatening to make conditions even worse. Extreme weather events, such as floods, are expected to become more common as the impacts of climate change take hold. So, we'll see what goes on here. Last year, torrential rain in the southeastern city of Petropolis killed more than 230 people. So, just really sad. Well, here's something that's less death, but some destruction. A son of Zimbabwe's former president, Robert Mugabe, has been apprehended for allegedly damaging property during a social gathering. Robert Mugabe Jr., believed to be 31 years old, is accused of destroying cars and other property over the weekend. He's arrested following a complaint from his friend, Sindiso Nkatsazo, also 31. Mugabe Jr., the second child of the former president, is yet to comment on the issue. The police say the damaged property was valued at $12,000 US. News site ZimLive posted a video of Mr. Mugabe Jr. walking to Harare Magistrate's Court wearing a suit and face mask, followed by a throng of people as others stood on the sidelines taking pictures. So he's still a big celebrity around here. Stug pointing out another earthquake has just hit the Turkish-Syrian border, 6.4 magnitude. Let's go to our good friends and see if we can get the get more information here. Here we go. 9 minutes ago. Thanks, Stug. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake has struck southern Turkey weeks after a deadly quake devastated the region. Turkey's disaster and emergency agency AFAD, AFAD, said the tremor occurred at 20.04 local time, or 17.04 GMT. Witnesses told the Reuters news agency there had been further damage to buildings in Antakya. A 7.8 magnitude struck on February 6th. The mayor of Hatay in the southern Turkey has said people are trapped under rubble. The Turkish vice president said at least 8 people were injured in the earthquake. Turkish authorities have recorded more than 6,000 aftershocks since the earthquake hit, but the BBC team in the region said today's tremor felt much stronger than previous ones. Witnesses said it was also felt in Syria, Egypt, and Lebanon. It's unclear how much damage it caused or if there are any casualties. Muna Al-Amar, a local resident, told Reuters she was in a tent in a park in central Antakya when the earthquake hit. I thought the earth was going to split open under my feet, she said, crying as she held onto her son. Is there going to be another aftershock, she asked. An AFP journalist reported on scenes of panic, which was already devastated by a previous earthquake. So, anyway, thanks, Doug, and thanks, y'all. This is wild. Throw this, add this to our bookmarks for the day. Oh, man. Hold on. Today is the 20th. Drag that over here. Oh, man, what a bummer. All right, we are about halfway through the show, so I want to remind you that you're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, well, it's powered by you, so thank you for being here and listening, hanging out. At 1930 UTC, every goddamn day, is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. Fun time, a lot of outdoor adventures. Sometimes we're playing with synthesizers. Other times we're talking about dudes. There's always something going on, so tune in at 1930 UTC for the Dubious Goals Committee. And at 20 hours, today being Monday, that means it's going to be Harry Larry's Mix Remix, so check that out. All right. Sorry, we're just rolling through now. We're going to play a song, but we've got to get through one or two more stories before we do. Let me give you some more death real quick. This time in the United States. 3 men are sought after 1 killed and 10 injured in 2 connected Memphis shootings. 1 person was killed and 10 others were injured in 2 shootings in Memphis, Tennessee, that police believe are connected. Authorities are now looking to speak to 3 persons of interest. The 2 victims found with gunshot wounds at the scene, they were rushed to the hospital. 5 other victims transported themselves to the hospital. As officers were at the Live Lounge scene, reports came in about more shooting victims at a second location nearby. No suspects have been identified. The Memphis Police Department shared photos of 3 men wanted for questioning in the case. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, a Catholic bishop has been shot. A Catholic bishop in Southern California, who is hailed as a peacemaker, was shot and killed on Saturday, blocks away from a church. Detectives were investigating the death of Bishop David O'Connell as homicide, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department said. Authorities didn't say if the bishop was targeted. The Sheriff's Department would not say how or where his body was found. The suspect or suspects remain at large. O'Connell was 69 and a priest for his 45 years and a native of Ireland, according to Angelus News, the Archdiocese news outlet. Pope Francis named him one of several auxiliary bishops of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles in 2015. So, that's what's going on there. Lot of questions about what this could be. Is it religiously motivated? What could have happened? And a mother was shot dead in front of her children by a stranger after a fight in a supermarket parking lot. A mother was fatally shot in front of her children after an argument with a stranger in a South Carolina supermarket parking lot on Valentine's Day. Alexandria Cress Boris, 26, was loading groceries into her car outside a Kroger in Irmo on Tuesday afternoon when the argument erupted between her and another woman. Shortly after the altercation ended, Alexandria was shot in the back while her children, a 2-year-old and an infant, sat in the car. The mother was pronounced dead at the scene at around 4 p.m. The shooter was identified by police as 23-year-old Christina Harrison. Ms. Harrison fled the scene of the shooting before calling to turn herself in. She was charged with murder, unlawful carrying of a pistol, and possession of a weapon during a violent crime. It seems so weird. If the violent crime was with the weapon, how is it also another crime that you have a weapon? I don't know. Laws are so stupid sometimes. Anyway, witnesses told the police Alexandria and Miss Harrison were involved in an altercation just before the shooting. Investigators confirmed the women did not know each other, and the cause of argument has not been disclosed. So, anyway, just kind of a fight where somebody had a gun. And, I guess this is the last one, we'll play our song. An Australian man was killed by a shark at a popular beach in New Caledonia. An Australian tourist has been killed by a shark in front of horrified onlookers in the French Pacific territory of New Caledonia. The 59-year-old was swimming about 150 meters from shore at a popular beach in Noumea when he was attacked on Sunday. He was bitten several times, suffering major wounds to his legs and arms, and died at the scene. Yeah, if you're going to visit, just look up where the places where all the police shootings are and kind of avoid those, I'd say. All right. Well, let's go ahead here and get a song going. So, let's see. We could listen to the Beach Boys, but let's see. Do we got a good Beach Boys song? No, that's probably in poor taste. Let's go ahead and find one about from the Cars. How about that? Oh, I gotta turn the volume up. Sorry.
Standing oh so near. Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And that was The Cars. And that was a song called Just What I Needed from The Cars. Oh, hold on. You got to hear this. Dubious Goals Committee with Topes coming up. A show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC, only here on Anon Radio. It's a lot of fun, and, well, it's, if you recognize the sound, the song.
You can have a great beef dinner in no time at all. Well, almost no time at all. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
There you go. Sorry. Tobe and the... I can adjust this. It seems like it's not going to cause any problem. All right. Anyway, Tobe has a couple of songs, sounds about beef. So it just popped into my head, so I needed to play some beef. All right. Yeah, chicken and egg problem. Welcome, DFS. Welcome, welcome. We're having discussion about transit. If you've got feelings about transit or how good or bad it is, you can always SSH over to SDF, launch comm, and join the Anon Radio Room. Have a good time. All right. We've only got about 5 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee, so let's run through some energy and tech news, and then we'll try and run back along here and get the rest of it. So first, incredibly intelligent, highly elusive U.S. faces new threat from Canadian super pigs. That's right, super pigs coming from our neighbors to the north. For decades, wild pigs have been antagonizing flora and fauna in the U.S. That's my hometown, and down along the coastline of Texas. We used to have a place that we called Chicharrones because people would just, there are so many wild hogs that run around that people would just kill them and dump them in this, what we called Chicharrones, but it was just like this spot. It was like this washout, this gully where like people just dump all the carcasses. It was gross. We'd throw pipe bombs and stuff at them. But anyway, wild pigs are a problem in Texas for sure. I didn't realize they were all over the U.S. Now, as fears of the potential of the pig impact grow in the U.S., North America is also facing a swine-related threat as a Canadian super pig, a giant, quote, incredibly intelligent and highly elusive beast capable of surviving cold climates by tunneling under snow, is poised to infiltrate north of the country. The emergence of the so-called super pig, a result of crossbreeding between domestic pigs and wild boars, only adds to the problem the U.S. faces from the swine invasion. Pigs are not native to the U.S., but have wrought havoc in recent decades. The government estimates the country's approximately 6 million wild or feral pigs cause about $1.5 billion of damage each year. In parts of the country, the pig's prevalence has sparked a whole hog hunting industry, where people pay thousands to mow down, boar, and sow with machine guns. But overall, the impact of pigs first introduced to the U.S. in the 16th century have very much been a negative, as the undiscerning swine have chomped its way across the country. They'll kill young fawns. They're known to be nest predators, so they impact turkeys and quail. The wild pigs are also responsible for a laundry list of environmental damages. We got a lot of stuff going on here. Stealth pork. I wish I could take a train between cities. All right, so the wild pigs are invading from the north. Brooke and others are troubled by the emergence of a super pig created by farmers crossbreeding wild boars and domestic pigs in the 80s. The result was a larger swine, which produced more meat and was easier for people to shoot in Canadian hunting reserves. These pigs escaped captivity and swiftly spread across Canada, with the super pig growing to be an incredibly proficient breeder, Brooke said. While its giant size, one pig has been clocked at more than 300 kilograms. And it allows it to survive frigid Western Canada winters, where the wind chill could be minus 50 C. So, very scary times indeed. They've definitely moved in, and they're here to stay. Hey, Robert588. Welcome, welcome. All right, Other pieces of information, because we're in our last minute, Facebook and Instagram are going to start charging for verification, just like Twitter did, and Twitter is going to start charging for two-factor authentication. That's right, if you want to have a secure Twitter account, you're going to have to pay. Tesla fired more than 30 workers after a union drive was announced, showing, you know, that, of course, unions are a bad word here in the U.S. And Iran denies enriching uranium again.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Dubious Goals time. It's time for